Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is up, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen. Amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, some of you are probably old enough, if you go back, remember Bob Dylan's song in 1962, I think, "The Answer is Blowing in the Wind." And it was a time of great social upheaval, and people were rising up and looking for a better way of life and so on. And you could, Jesus uses a different metaphor in the gospel this morning when he's speaking to Nicodemus. He says, you've got to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. What does that really mean? The word we use in Greek, the word is metanoia. You've got to have a whole change of outlook, a new beginning, so to speak, a different way of looking at things. And I think the gospel this morning was made for what we're going through at the moment. I don't think, and I might be wrong, but I don't think we can just, when all this is finished, if we eventually get through the pandemic, that we can just go back again to what life was like before. We have to have a new way of doing things, a new way of seeing things. And isn't it interesting? Easter is about a transformation. It wasn't just Jesus being raised from the dead is the story of Easter, but the suffering and death that he went through and then being raised from the dead. And isn't that what we're going through at the moment? A certain, I suppose, kind of the dying, where we have died at the moment to the old way of life, the way we lived up to now, the way we were doing things, the things, the normal things you thought you did every day without thinking. Suddenly, you can no longer do those. And so we're all acting in a new way, totally new way. And I do think that out of this, a lot of good will come. That is my hope. And it's not just my hope, it's my belief that eventually we'll go back to a much better way of life. Just like we don't know the answer at the moment, but the answer is blowing in the wind, and it will happen.